Morning, Masechet Kritut, Daf Kaf Vav. And we're going to start at the bottom of Kaf Hay. And the shiur is still being given from Paris. He's going back to Israel tomorrow. So we have 4 lines from the bottom of the Amud on Kaf Hay Amud Bet, Chayve Ashamot Kluyin. So we're talking here about the Mishnah on Kaf Hay Amud Aleph. In the Mishnah we had. We said after we brought with Rabbi Eliezer and Nodav and Asham every single day. And then we up to there's no courage to Ashamot Vadain Shavarne Yom Kippurim Chavim Lavir Achar Yom Kippurim. So we said an Asham and a Chatat, which you are a Vada, not a Talui. If Yom Kippur passes, you still bring the Korban. And then the last, the very first wide lines of Amud Aleph from Kafe said, "V'chayvei Ashamot Kluyin Pturin." Right? If you were meant to bring an Asham Talu, Yom Kippur was in the middle, you hadn't brought it yet, you patur from bringing the Korban. That's what we're up to over here. V'chayvei Ashamot Kluyin. Right? So where's the Binari Mili? Where do we know that from? That you patur if you bring the Korban. If Yom Kippur comes in the middle, you patur your Korban Asham Talu. So it was Amar Rabbi Lazar, the Shita adds here, it's Amar Rabbi Lazar, Amar Rabbi Oishia. Oishia. Right? Amar Rabbi Oishia. Right? Where do we know that from? Amar Kagala Pasuk. And the Pasuk says, it's the last Pasuk in this Amud, Kibiyom Hazei Chaper Alechem, Letaher Etchem, Miko Chatechem. So on this day, I'll give you Kapara to make you pure. From all your Chatotechem, your Chataot, Ibn Hashem Titaru. Says Amar Krami Kol Chatotechem Lifnei Hashem. So what does the Gemara explain? Chet she'ein makir bo ela makom. What is Yom Kippur for? Yom Kippur for Chataot that you don't know about. Only Hashem knows about them. On those Chataot, Yom Kippurim bechaper. So that's the Gemara says Yichaper lechem. The Mikol Chatotechem Lifnei Hashem. In other words, it seems like the Chatotechem Lifnei Hashem that there are Chataot. That are Livnei Hashem, that Hashem's the only one knows about them. Those ones, Yom Kippur works. So therefore, if that's the case, you shouldn't bring up the Korban. Amar Rav Tachlifa, Avu Ravuna. I don't know, Rav Tachlifa, Ravuna's father. Mishmei de Rava. It says like this, Kadmaita Nami Lo Titi. Right, it says Kadmaita Nami. Look around, Rashi got a bit of a difference. He says Kamaita Nami. Says the chay vechatot v'ashamot v'adain, chayin avi achar yom kippurim. He says like this. He says once we're gonna we said previously in the loch of the previous loch we learned that a chatat vadai you have to bring. Remember then we had a machloki, we had a kashi of Abaye, a kashi of Rava. Her kashi is about that whole of the whole idea, right? Remember, if you want to go back a little bit, we say if you go right into the middle of the Amud, we had the chay vechatot v'ashamot v'adain v'chulei. It was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down when the lines became wide. And we said, Chavash what Kluyin Pturim. Right? And the Gemara said, Chavash Chatot Vashamot Vadain, Vachulek Tani Chavash Chatot Vashamot Vadain, Shavarin Yom Kippur, Chavira Labi, Achar Yom Kippur, Chavash what Kluyin Pturim. Most of you know, Meli, Kiatra Vdimi, Amrav Ami, Amrav Chanin, Amarkra, Vachiper. And then we said, that's talking about the Korban, the Seir inside. And we said, rather bring the one on the Seir Mishtaleach. And we try to prove all the time that you wouldn't have to bring a korban after you, even after Yom Kippur for Asham Vadai. Then we said, Amar Abaye, Mihacha, and we had Abaye, had Holy's Kasha, and then we had Arba, Me'ivin, Azazul Shkiga, Ikiatri Abid, Amar Abiyosa, Aresh Lakish, Vidal, etc. So he's, and then Amar Abaye, Ananami, Mahadan, Kra, Amre, right? So he says like this, we're going back now to the sugi from yesterday. Amar Tachlifa, Mishmer, Akadmaita, on the previous sugi which we spoke about, also on the Vada'in, it says, Lami lo tita de mifshatei, lo mid ravdimi ve lo mid abaye. He says, they weren't able to solve the scenario, the question. He says, they can't, it wasn't proven properly. Ele meha. Right? So this is the story. He says, mechait she'ein makir bo ela makom, yom achipurim mechaper. So he says that that is, that it's the Yom Kippur, is mechaper v'chata'im, that we don't know about, right? He said, and here it says, Umina, from this place over here, this is the diuk we make. Chayit she'en makir bo ela makom, hu lo makir v'chaper. From here, from Mina, right? From where? From this pasuk we spoke about, because it says, lechaper said mikol achatod alechem l'teretchem mikochat lechem l'tnei Hashem. Those are the ones that aval deyadebei. When you this is what he's saying. Those proofs that they brought on a vadai aren't good proofs. This is the proof because it says lechaper lifnei Hashem. He's one who knows aval deyadebei lo mechaper. So he says this is the proof. Basically, we can prove from this pasuk the previous sugi as well. It's only delo yadei. They work the yada ba lo work. Look at Rashi there. The second line of Rashi, Aval I Yadabai, Kagona Shandadai, Shapir Nodalo. He knows about it, therefore it doesn't gonna work. I'm gonna have to Rabbi Hushmed Rabakhiya Malkiot. And now he gives another the same guy, another locha. Says right, I'm gonna have to Abu Rabhuna, Shmei Rava. This time it's be Shmei Rava. Chavei Malkiot. Same likewise, a person who's Chayav Malkot. Shavar Len Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur passed, is Chayav. Right? In other words, Yom Kippur didn't help him to prevent him from the Malkut. We might have thought that maybe, just like the Safek, Yom Kippur worked. The Vada Yom Kippur didn't work. So the Malkut, maybe God's Chayav Malkot, he would also be Patur. Yom Kippur passed along. So it was his Pshita. Ma'ashnai Mechavei Chatal Vashavot Vada'in. Why would that be different to Mechavei Chataot and Asham? There we already learned that if Yom Kippur passed, they're still going to get their paid, bring their Asham, bring their Chatat. So there's a bit of a difference. Why? Kosaga tachamina hata mamonuhu. Right? Aval hache de gufuhu emelo. Right? What's going to be said? Look at Rashi over here. Third line is what's the mamon? The mechaive le gavoa. The kevan de efsha le shalem lo pata le yom kippurim. The betashlume mamon lo shaychei kapara. What is that we're speaking about over here with the mamon? Right? That is, let's say, an Asham Me'ilah. Let's say that you took money from the Beit HaMikdash. So you might think that there's a difference between Malkot. Malkot is your body, and this and there's money. You might have thought that Malkot happens to the Guf, and the Mamon, the Chataot and the Ashamot, which is Korbanot, which you've got to bring, there you can, the body's different, you can save the Malkot. Why would you think that the Mamon, he says, the Beit HaShem Mamon lo shaychei kapara, and therefore, Yom Kippur wouldn't work. You have to actually bring it. His Kamash Milan. They're all exactly the same. I'm not sure explaining that 100% now that I'm thinking about it. He says, right, but that seems to be pshat, right? That Mamon Lechai Velegavoa is Chayav money. The Kavant Efshar Rashi says, with the money, so Yom Kippur wouldn't work. He's not going to bring his Korban. Because with Tashlum, you can't buy the Kapara. But with Malkot, right, we'll keep on. Okay, the verse of Hanan 9. And we learned, we got a Mishnah. Right? Hoda velo hoda, asay velo tasay. Right? Look at the Kutei Rashi over here. The Kutei Rashi, you go on the first Kutei Rashi, says, Hoda velo hoda tnan. Ferkam in Shvuot. Fashba Gemara, Ben Shno da lo sveiko. Ben Shno no da lo sveiko, whether he's found out he's safek or not. Kodim Yom HaKippurim. Yom HaKippur mechaper. Yom Kippur works for him. Alma afagav de lo mit yadele lo gamre mechaper. Right? So it seems over here, hoda velo hoda, ase velo tase. Right? So it seems to be, this is a kashi over here, right? Fantnan, hoda velo hoda, ase velo tase. Yom Kippur will work for you in whatever the case is. So now this is a bit of a steer to what we learned a second ago. Right? This is a bit of a steer. Can we say Yom Kippur only works if you don't know? And yet even you got a bit of known hoda, vila hoda. I said, let's say, what's it look at you? Ha de atrube? Ha de lo atrube? So it would depend, look at Rashi. The atrube, the ika malkot, right? So now, if you have dra'a, and you go malkot, so lo patla yom kippurim, right? Lo atrube, so there's no malkot. So then Yom Kippur would work for you. So again, it seems to be that even in those halachas where you get Malkot, right, if you never had Malkot, then if it wasn't Malkot, it would just be a lav, right? If there's no Malkot, it wasn't Hatra'a, then you're over in a lav. So then are we back now? We're back now to the case of a lav. Because this halacha is Amar Huna Mishmei Drava Chavei Malkot Shavar Len Yom Kippurim Chayev, right? Okay. So the Gemara says, "Abba, wait a second. We learned to Mishnah Hodah v'lo Hodah sev lo taseh." Okay, so there's it. So basically, so when Rav said what he said, he's talking about Hatra'a, which would bring Malkut. And therefore, if you've got Malkut, Yom Kippur isn't going to help you. Okay, Elamiata. If that's the case, then Safek Yoledet. The Gemara brings a siman Yoledet Metzora Nazir Soter Ve'Egla. We're going to see ask Kasha now on all of these halachas. Because now in each one of these cases of a Yoledet, a Metzora, a Nazir, a Soter, and Egla Rufa, right, we're going to see the whole case now with the difference between a Safek and a Vadai. The Gemara says like this. Elamiata, if that's the case, look at Rashi, the second narrow lines. Kevan de Bechet She'ein Makirbo Ela Hamakom Yom Kippur Mechaper. We've now proven, right, inconclusively, based on this halacha over here, the proof that Rabbi Elazar Amar Moshe brought the pasuk, and then Amar Tachlif Avua Ravuna said that that gives us the conclusive proof from the pasuk which says, "Lifnei Hashem, b'kol chato dechem lifnei Hashem titaru." That's only when Hashem's the only one who knows Yom Kippur works. When you know Yom Kippur doesn't work, if that's the case, then we've got a whole list of questions. Safek Yoledet. Shavala Yom Kippur. This woman, we had the case yesterday of the woman who's not sure that if the child was I remember, it took me a while to remember the word. What did I say it was? Viable, right? Whether the birth was a or even if it was a miscarriage of a fetus and not just water that came out, right? So she brought the korban as a safek yoledet, and then Shavala Yom Kippur passes lo taiti. Then she shouldn't have to bring at all her korban after Yom Kippur. Why? Because the ha kippur le Yom Kippur, the chetchen makirbo la makom. Who? Because that's a classic case. She's not sure. Who knows? Only Hashem knows. Look at Rashi there. Safek you read it, right? Chatata off ala safek, alam atnan b'matnitin debaita. We learned now Mishnah that a woman brings a chatat safek, off chatat, right? Chatata off. So he has a safek, even if she's not sure. So according to this case, that's a classic example. Only Hashem knows. Shouldn't have to bring it to keep it past. It was Amar Rav Hoshea. Lekol chatotam. She says that no. You can look at the pasuk carefully. The pasuk we said this. Yom hazeh chaper alechem letetchem mikol chatotechem. Right? So I think the pasuk here says v'chaper lakodesh mitub mat b'nei shel shehem lekol chatotam. V'chein yaseh lo am wait. She says no. Read lekol chatotam v'lo lekol tumatam. Remember that the idea of the yoledet bringing the schatat wasn't for kapara, it was for tuma. It was in order to enable her to eat what do you call it, kochim. See, Rashi velo lechapara, it says there yoledet chote. Sorry, I'm jumping the gun there. But Rabbi, so that's okay, beautiful. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai d'ama yoledet choteti. But that's only one side of the machloket, that she doesn't bring it as a chatat. There's no chet. It's a chatat for tara. But we've got a machloket there. Rabbi Shimon Yochai says that the yoledet is a chotet. She is a sinner. And the chatat she brings is for chet. See, that's the case. It's not a question of tuma now. It's a question of chatat. So then why didn't she bring it? Look at Rashi. Why is she called a chotet? Look at Rashi. But Masechet Nida beperek hamapelet, b'sha'ah shehi kora'at leled. He says the Gemara says that when a woman's in childbirth, in labor, right, having contractions, bending over, giving childbirth, she swears an oath, she'll never have another child again. She won't rest with her husband. She makes a shvuah. That's why one of the appendices brings a korban chatat, that the woman, while she's in childbirth, she's going through so much pain, she swears never to do this again, and that's why she brings a korban chatat. So now, according to that machloket of Shimon Yochai, he says it is a chatat. So now, how do you explain? Now
we've got. Is it correct if you do it
with mazid? I suppose. Is it mazid? Remember, firstly, it's a good question. I don't have the answer offhand, but I would think we saw that we had an opinion that you brought a korban even if it was just a love. Well, that was an Asham Talui, right? Not a Chatat. That was an Asham Talui. We said Neveda was Asham Talui. Would you be Chayev Karet if you were warned? Good question, Robert. I don't know. We have to hold that question till we get to Nida. Maybe you can look at a note there while we're carrying on. I'll be honest, I didn't even think about that. It's a good question. As we just assume not, but Rabbi Yeshua Mar Yochai says, it's a good question. So if she got Hatra'a, would she be Chayev Karet? Wow, good question. So he says, now Kuntra Rabbi Yochai and Shimra Yochai, who says that she would bring a Chatat. Right, so how do you then explain that she doesn't have to bring one of Yom Kippur? He says, Yoledet ki kamaite korban lishtaruye ba'achilat kochim huv, lo lekapare matya. So he says, no, at the end of the day, even if you're going to say that she's a chote, the Yoledet brings the korban is for ishtaruye, that's to heter, for ishur, to eat kochim, and not for kapara. Right? Look at Rashi, there's a reason why, because she gets her kapara. Look at Rashi, look at kapara matya. Even Rabbi Shmuel Yochai says that even though she's a chote, she doesn't bring a korban. Okay, so here's your answer. It appears that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, even he would say that she's a chote, and Achidami, she's a chote, but the korban is not a korban chatat. Right? Why? He says, Daha mikapre b'shat leida, but tsa'ar leida. Hagolabach changes it. Because the tsa'ar of the leida, that's really her kapara. So even if you say, there's your answer. Okay, so even Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said she doesn't bring a korban. She's a chote, but she doesn't bring a korban, a chatat. Even he agrees the chatat is lishtureye, is an enabler to eat the kochim, but she's a chote and she gets her kapara through the pain of labor. Okay, so that we've solved the problem. So even there, there was the Gemara wanted to say for a second, if he's a chote, maybe the korban is a chatat. Was even Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, as far as I understand, yes, says that she wouldn't bring a chatat. It's the tsar of the labor, so therefore, everybody would agree that this particular korban is not a korban chatat, as a regular chatat. We know. He says we've got it also learned. Ish shaleach chatat ta'of safek v'alei yom kippurim chayevet l'avid achar yom kippurim. Even he says we also learned she's got to bring it. Why? Bibnei shek mechasharta lechol bezvachim. Because all I did this korban chatat is to enable her to machshir to eat korban zvachim and nothing to do with the actual chet itself. So it was, okay, fine. Remember, we had the simon, the yoledet, so we've sorted out yoledet. The gross, okay, fine. You persuaded me with yoledet. But elamiata, if we still got a question on safek mitzora, shavar of Yom Kippur. What about a safek mitzora? Right? Now, the question, what is a safek mitzora exactly? Look at Rashi, says, yeah, also, this is also Masechet Nazir. He says, Mefarish Masechet Nazir, Beperek Shein Shnei Nazirim, the mighty korban. The safek Nazir, V'chei Nazir Shiva B'Safek Safek Metzora Kagon Safek Right Shekadam Safek Baherit Lavan V'Tameh. Okay, so he's not 100% sure exactly if he's a Metzora or not. There's some Sfekas going on. They will become more expert when we learn Masechet Nazir. Right, so a guy like this, he has to, Yom Kippur comes along, he should have to bring his Korban, because it's a case of only Hashem knows for sure. Right, that's only Hashem knows. Why is he going to bring his korban? So I'm Rav Oishir. Oishir says, now why? Same guy who answered previously. The guy who Rav Oishir said, "Do lechol chatotam." Give the same answer. I'm Rav Oishir. Lechol chatotam, velo lechol tumatam. Same idea. The metzora is tuma, right? He brings his korban on tuma, not a kapara. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Rabbi Yonatan, the Masura Shas changed it to Rabbi Yonatan. Al Shivad Varim Negaim Baim. There's seven reasons why Negaim Baim. So it seems to be that it is Kapara. And the Siman there is Gag, Gimel, 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 Shin, Shidam, I'll try to let you remember them. There was Gilu Arayot, Gas Ruach, Gimel Arayot, Gas Ruach, and Gezel, thank you. And then the two shinim. What were the two shinim? Shvuat Shav. What was the second one? Shvuat Shav and Shvichud Damim. Then Lashon Hara, and then Tzarut Ayin. Correct.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So on those seven things, so it seems to be that why do you get Metzora for an Aveira? Gilu Arayot, Gashruach, Gezel, all those things. Shvichud Damim, Shvuat Shav. Lashon Hara and Tzarut Ayin are all Aveiras. So therefore, it appears that Shmuel Barachmani says that you basically a Metzora is on Gezer. That's why he brings his Korban. So here, it's not a case of Tuma, it's a case of Kapara. So he says, no. He says, Metzora ki maiti, love le Kapara maiti. Similar idea to the Oledet. So really, it is really the korban is for kochim. Ah, so where's the kapara for one of those seven things? Look at Rashi. Rashi is lola kapara. De min gao ichpir lei mitzar hanega nitchaper cheta'o. Just like the woman had pain in childbirth, that was the kapara according to that side of the machloket, that there is a case of kaparia. So do the nega, he suffered pain from the physical infliction of the nega, that was his kapara. The korban is again like the yoledet to enable him to eat kochim. He goes, okay, so now we've solved yoledet, we've solved tzarat. And about the safek nazir, shavar alav yom kippurim, lo mighty korban. A nazir, who's a safek nazir, he's not a safek nazir, he knows he's a nazir, but he's safek tuma. Remember, nazir who becomes tamei has to be a korban asham, I think. Look at Rashi Avia, safek nazir. Nazir safek tuma, safek nitma, safek lo nitma. If you're not sure, became tamei. Dilu safek nazir tahor, v'gon d'ama harei nazir im teled ishti ben, v'lono dalo, he said basically, okay, no, let's look at you involved in the nazir. So he says, okay, mighty korban. It's a long Rashi there, very complicated, but I'm not 100% sure exactly this whole sfeikas of the nazir. So same idea, the nazir who's a safek, he shouldn't have to bring a korban called Yom Kippur. So same answer, lekol chatat v'lekol tuma. It's the same idea over here. He says the nazir as well, the pasuk that we used, our pasuk speaks about a chet, not about tuma. So the Gemara asks the same question, Rabbi Elazar ben Akapa, Amar Nazir Chotehu. So wait a second, the Nazir himself, as a Nazir, is a Chotehu. Now here's an interesting one, right? Here we're saying that a Nazir, being a Nazir, one of the reasons he brings a Korban is because he himself is a Choteh by being a Nazir. Look at Rashi there. Nazir Chotehu, Shetzi'er Atzmo Min Ayayin, B'Masechet Tanit, B'Perekama. In Masechet Tanit, he says that a Nazir, why is he a Choteh? Because he prevented himself from wine. He was mitzayer. You can't just be mitzayer yourself. I saw quite an interesting thing in the daf notes. You know that thing that comes out in the Ben Yehoyada. I think he said the difficult concept. But he said, why is a nazir a chote? He says that there's certain elements in food that you basically a part of your neshoma gets repaired through the food that you eat and the brochas that you make. So when you make the bracha on the food, it has an ability to repair part of your neshoma. And therefore, if you prevent yourself from drinking wine and things like that, and you can't make that bracha, so then there's parts of your neshoma which are suffering as a result of it. It opens a whole can of worms, excuse my expression, like say vegetarians, or people who don't eat certain things. You know, if you start excluding food from your body, then why is it different to wine? I don't know. Maybe wine is different. Maybe wine, the nazir, maybe wine has certain characteristics. So that is why the nazir is a chote. So he says, Mike, how are you going to think? What are you going to say? Now, nazir is taka, not a case of tumah, it's a case of kapara. So he says, no, nazir ki maiti korban lo le kapara maiti. It's the same answer. He says, when he brings it, he's not bringing it for kapara. Look at Rashi there, the third line before the end of the Rashi there. Da'ich palei shenit navel begidul seya. He's already done kapara from the fact that he's grown his hair long and he's looking all unkept and untidy, etc. That is a menuval, right? He looks terrible. That is in itself its kapara, and therefore he doesn't bring it. El lemecha alav naziru tahara. The reason he's bringing it is to enable him to become a nazir tahoru. That's why he's bringing it. Okay, so now we've spoken about yoledet, about mitzora, and about nazir. Okay, so let me add a safek sota. What about a safek sota? Now the question, what is a safek sota? We know what a sota is, right? But what is a safek sota? Let's look at Rashi. Interesting Rashi. Lost Rashi on this side of the Gemara. Hainu sota stam. Rashi says, sota stam is a safek sota. We don't sota. What is a sota, right? My Ari, that's what you say, right? A sota, we're trying to prove if she did or didn't have with somebody else. The whole question of a sota is that she's a safek. So you've got to have a safek of a safek. Right? She's a safek sota. That's a sota, as she says. A slam sota. Shavar da yom kippurim. Right? Lo taiti. Shouldn't bring a korban. Right? Rashi says, yeah, her minchat kenaot. What are we speaking about? minchat kenaot, right? That barley sacrifice that she brings. Wad ha kipper ale yom kippurim. Techet shenu makir bo, ela makom. Right? So because the chet, only the makom knows, and this is an interesting one, right? That only Hashem knows, right? She says the chet, she ela makir bo, ela makom hu, the shita puts in a makom. And then the shita mekubetze takes it, amar v'oishe, el kochat mechotev, takes it out. And it says in a Abaya Amar. And then we go back to the Abaya Amar, which is in brackets Amar Abaya. So the Agoda Bach changed it as Abaya Amar. Bo'el Makir Bo. No, it's not just a case of Hashem only knows. Here it's different now. Here the person who she's supposed to have had relationships with, he knows. And she also knows, okay? But as far as we're concerned, there's a Safek. She also knows. But that's interesting. The Gemara answers Bo'el Makir. I would have thought that they could have said, she knows. Because the whole idea of a, when you safek tamei, if you're safek mitzora, safek nazir, safek yoledet, so no one really knows. But if you and a soto, not you know, your husband might not believe you, but you know, so it's not really a case of eno yodea. But anyhow, the Gemara says nonetheless, he knows the guy that she's being accused of having a relationship with. Rava Amar, Rava gives another answer over here. Right, it was Abaya. Then Rava says, Sota ki matya, when the Sota brings her korban, right? So the Sota ki matya is a korban, ki matya korban, that should engine their korban. Ki matya korban, levarer avon katya. Another reason why you would still bring it is because as opposed to the other korbanot, there's definitely no chetia. The purpose of the korban is to help in this process of understanding, of clarifying whether she brought this or not. Rashi says there on the Tosfot side, lehodia im nitmeit, right, is to come and tell us. It's not a, there's no kapara here in the korban of a sota. So it's okay, let me ata eglarufa shabar leyom kippurim. So now we come to the last question here. Right, and what about Egla Rufa? An Egla Rufa, if Yom Kippur had passed, right, in other words, if you were meant to bring an Egla Rufa, and you didn't bring an Egla Rufa, and Yom Kippur had passed, you should have to Egla Rufa. Because the whole idea of Egla Rufa is a safek to try and eat who the murderer was. So Rabbi Horeg Makir, so he says, no. Same idea. It's not a case of only Hashem knows. The murderer himself knows who he was. And Rabbi gives another answer. Rabbi says, Amar Kra. Right, he says there, that pasuk, the pasuk, it says, V'lo tachnifenu et ha'aretz, shatem ba, ki hadam hu yachnif et ha'aretz. Basically, how did that translate into English there, lo tachnifenu, like to desecrate? What are they, what's the English translation? Michael, why did your Gemara translate that? They normally give the psukim there. You'll be poisoning the land, you'll be damaging the land, affecting the land, and the land won't be kapar ledamashashupachbar from the blood that's spilt there, ki im bedam shofcho, unless you basically, you need kapara for it. So he says, Aviyah Rashi, but Aretz lo yuchupar, but lo ledam shupachbar. So he says, Aviyah Rashi, on the Tosfot side, Aretz lo yuchupar, ein lecha shum kapara lezo. You have to have the Egla Rufa, right? Other than Egla Rufa, la safek. Varigata horeg, ala badai. So what's the kapara? We need kapara. Blood's been spilt on the land. We have to have kapara. It's either Egla Rufa or the killing of the murderer. So that's why you have to bring the korban, because you need that kapara. The Yom Kippur can't help you in that respect. It's the land that needs it. Rapapa Amar Kra, he's got another pasuk. So over there, kiper la'amcha Yisrael, asher patita Hashem, needs kapara for the people. Va'al titen dam naki bekerv amcha Yisrael, v'nichpar lahem adam. Same idea, kiper la'amcha Yisrael. He says this whole idea here is working, right? Look at this interesting way he explains it here. Rav Papa. He says that this pasuk we're speaking about over here says Zush techaper al yotzei mitzray. What do you mean al yotzei mitzray? Look at Rashi Dichtiv. Asher padita, v'rei kama yom ha-kippurim avru alehin, v'adayin hen shechin lekaparazo im nimtza chalal benhem. He says all the way back to the time of Yetziat Mitzrayim. If there was, if this Egla Rufa works all the way back, as we're constantly doing kapara, even for previous generations, right? So in other words, if it can work for all previous generations, I mean, how many Yom Kippur? Then Rashi says there, and how many Yom Kippur have passed for them? If they find a halal, right? In other words, there was a halal, we still have to bring a kapara to this day. If it wasn't brought then, and there are hundreds or thousands of Yom Kippur have passed, so it's clear that Yom Kippur doesn't help you in a case of an Eglah Arufa, because if yes, then from the times of Yetziat Mitzrayim, the Yom Kippur that had passed would have worked out. Okay, Hashda Amad Chetcha En Makir Bo La Makom, En Makir Purim Mechaper. He says, if you're going to say now, we've got up to the stage here, right? Hashda, right? So if we say that Yom Kippur only works for those that Hashem doesn't know about, Yom Kippurim Mechaper, Eima Kimit Yadelei, Bat Yom Kippurim, Nami Lo Maiti Chatat. Therefore, once Yom Kippur passes, you shouldn't have to bring a chatat. Right? In other words, well, I understand. We said in Hashem Talui, you have to bring. But if you know after Yom Kippur, if you found out afterwards, you do have to bring a chatat. But why? He says, if it works, he says Yom Kippur works. Once, if he finds out after Yom Kippur for Vadai, then he shouldn't have to bring a chatat. Yom Kippur did the job. Right, why do we say? We said Yom Kippur, are you Hashem Talui, you find out after Yom Kippur. Right? If you haven't brought the Hashem Talui and Yom Kippur's in the middle, you don't bring Hashem Talui. But how come if you find out about your sin, you know for sure you've got to bring a Chatat? You should be part of the Chatat as well, right? And Yom Kippur did the job. Yom Kippur's in the Kapara. So Amar, what's the Amar Bizaira, Lo Matir Amart, you can't say that, why? Dichtiv Kra, Yedi'ah, Gabei Yachid, Gabei Nasi, Gabei Tzibur. He says, why can't you say that? Because the Pasuk speaks about Yadia in three different sections. We've got Yadia with regards to a Yachid, should have changed from a Chata to Yachid, an individual, and Gabei Nasi, and with regards to a Nasi, and with regards to Tzibur, and to sins of the Tzibur. But we need all of them. We're going to see now. We could maybe have thought that we could have learned one from the other. Why do we need all three places to tell us this idea about this Korban Chatat and this idea? So maybe we say, go sit down, we need them all. And we're going to see now the fact that we need them all means that we couldn't learn one from the other. We have to have them all. And in all cases, we bring the Chatat. And that's going to explain, we're going to basically bring the proof here from the Limud. Why couldn't we learn one from the other? We end up saying, we've got all different limudim of how we need it in all three different places. That the bottom line is that a korban chatat you bring after Yom Kippur also. That's the Gemara is about to prove this halacha over here. It says like this. V'tzrichi, and we need them all. Why do we need them all? Ikatav kra gabe yachid. It was just written with regards to a yachid. Havamina kulur mi yachid. Would have said that this concept of this of the yediyah and this chait is only to the yachid and lo ata. If the Torah just wrote it with regards to yachid, so why wouldn't we be able to learn it to tzibur and nasi? So have amina kulon miyachid lo ata and ikirifrach. Whatever we want, because we could bring a pircha if we tried to learn across from yachid to nasi. And to tzibur, what would we say? Ma le yachid shekol korbanot nekeiva. The all the korbanot chatat of a yachid come as a female korbanot. Nichtov gabei nasi. So it goes, okay, fine. So then nichtov gabei nasi. Write it with regard to the din of the nasi. If the nasi did if there was a korban chatat of a nasi, v'naiti henech minasi. We learn tzibur and yachid from nasi. It was now yachid minasi. We would be able to learn yachid from nasi. Why? There could be a pircha on that cake. What would it be? Mala nasi, right? So yeah, the nasi has got his own din, right? If you look at the shita mekubetzet there on yud chet, right? It says shechein ein b'shmiat kol, right? That the shmiat kol is a shvuat shav, right? If he has to give eidut, if he's heard something and he's to bring it, that doesn't want to give eidut, right? Rashi says there, the Shita Mekubetz, the second wide line, he says, he'll lo mighty chatat, b'di avara, aval yachid mighty afidu b'di atzafek. I don't know, let's leave it out. So it's a Tosfot there, I thought we were going to talk. It says, shekain ein b'shmiat kol. A nasi doesn't come to give eidut. Tomorrow b'yachid, shekain yeshtu b'shmiat kol. right? And Yechidim, they can have to give Eidut, they know something, and they can be made to make a Shvuah, etc. And Nasi, you don't force Nasi to come to Beit Din to give Eidut. He's above that. So we couldn't learn that about Nasir. We'd say Nasir is different. That's why we learned it with Nasir. So we can't learn the din from Nasir to Yechidim. We say, okay, but Tzibur bin Nasir lo ati, and we also be able to learn Tzibur from Nasir. Why? They can remember, what would be the Pircha? Mar Nasir shekem a korban on a keiva, right? We'd say, because a Nasir, he's korbanot also in a keiva like a Yachid. Nichtov gabitz, like, okay, fine. So let's try to, basically, we couldn't learn the din from of the chatat from a yachid, and we couldn't learn from Nasi to teach it across to Tzibur and vice versa. It was okay. So nichtol gabe Tzibur, write this halacha with regard to Tzibur. V'naiti yachid and Nasi mila. We could learn yachid and Nasi from Tzibur. I think Moses says no, wouldn't work. Right? Ikel mifrach. Why? Ma'ale Tzibur shechen en chavin ela al he'alem davar im shkigat maase. When it comes to the Tzibur. Remember, Tzibur is a chait that the Beit Din made that the Sanhedrin paskened halacha, and then they went in and they did something. So there's Shkiga and Maaseh. So it was, okay, from Michad Yadiyah, if we'd written Yadiyah just in one halacha, that you had to have Yadiyah to bring the chait, right, with regards to or Yachid, or Nasi, or Tzibur, wouldn't work. So from one Yadiyah won't work, lo atiyah. So Titi Chari Yadir Bitarti. Let's write it in two places. Why do we have to still Torah go over three times the same halacha? Mention it only in two places. Avin Yachid and Tzibur, or Yachid and Nasi, or Nasi and Tzibur, or Nasi and Yachid. I hope I got them right. Scenario. Right? And the Gwar says no. Okay, so how will we do it? Lo Nichtov Yadir Gaba Yachid. Don't write it with regards to Yachid. Vetiti minasi and Tzibur, and then learn the din of Yachid from Nasi and Tzibur. Why? Male Nasi v'Tzibur. The Nasi and Tzibur, if we couple them, if we write the locha there, we'd say there's something separate. Right? Shekain ano b'shmiat kol. We say Nasi and Tzibur again. You can't have shmiat kol. You can't have a Tzibur who knows Eidut and force them to come and give Eidot to make a Shvuah. And a Nasi also is exempt from this Shviat, this Eidot. A Yachid isn't. So we'd say, that's why the Aloch is there in Nasi and Tzibur. It's different to Yachid. You can't learn Yachid. Tomorrow, Yachid, she has to wish me a call. It was okay. So, lo nichtav kra, yediyah gabay Tzibur, and vetiti mi yediyah de Yachid and Nasi. So rather write the Aloch in Yachid and Nasi. And say, we'll learn it from Tzibur as well. It says, it can mean, fact, it's a pircha. Why? Ma'ale Yachid v'Nasi. What's common to Nasi and Yachid? Shechen yesh b'korban nekeva. They both bring korbanot nekeva, female korbanot. Tzibur doesn't. From a Tzibur shema korban nekeva. Was okay. So lo nichtov gabei Nasi. Don't write it in Nasi. V'titi miyadiyah de Yachid v'Tzibur. Learn it from Yachid and Tzibur. It says, my perachta. What would your pircha be now? Right, if you're going to tell me that it can't work because we said don't write it in Nasi and learn from the idea of Yachid and Tzibur. So you tell me, the Tzibur hasn't got Shmiat Kol because they haven't got Eidut. So you know what? So Yachid, now what we'll do is we've got this coupled portion over here. We've got of Yachid and Tzibur. You're going to say to me, in Tzibur there's a problem because of Eidut. So therefore, Yachid Yochiach. Okay, but we learn that from Yachid. Right? And then the Yeshto B'Shmiat Kol, the Hagodabach changed it, not to Eino, but the Yeshto B'Shmiat Kol, there is Eidut. And Imishum the Yesh B'Chol Koran Nekeva, and now they're going to say to me, wait a second, because now remember, we want to bring it now from Yadir of Yachid and Tzibur. You say, yeah, but again, Tzibur hasn't got Korbanot Nekeva. And the Yachid and the Nasi do, we say, okay, the Tzibur Yochiach and the Korban Nekeva. So we have to worry then, because the Tzibur doesn't have a Korban Nekeva. Basically, the Yachid has, the Tzibur hasn't. We basically got commonality now. So the Gemara seems to prove that really we could have learned from a coupling of Yachid and Tzibur without Nasi, and we never had to write this din of Yadiyah in all three places. So why was it written? That's why it was written, right? So the Gemara says, it lahon Yadiyah lo mechayev. Right? We never say, lama li dichtiv Yadiyah gabe Nasi. Why was it written gabe Nasi? Was it? I know in the Gufa, if it wasn't needed for Nasi, we put Mikula Nasi from Tzibur and Yachid, the Ha'atim Yachid with Tzibur, Tzinei Inyan Lahechid Mityad Le'Bata Yom HaKippurim, the Mighty Chata. That's the answer. Must be to tell us why, that even if Yom Kippur passed, you still going to be a chatat. To tell that I understand exactly this, Father Gemara 100%. I'm sure that there's a lot written on this. Right? Because it seems a little bit difficult. So that is why we show over there, that bottom line is, we can't say the Svara, that you don't have to bring a chatat for after Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur wouldn't work. Yom Kippur, either the Yom Kippur comes along, the Asham Talui might be patur, but you've got to bring a chatat if you know you did the chet. Abai Amar, Abai says no. Eat the lokativ yadiyah gabe nasi. If you hadn't written it gabe nasi, right, we wanted to say, and you wrote it with Yachin and Tzibur, say, Miyachin and Tzibur lo ati. I wouldn't know to bring it, right? In other words, Abai is saying that we can't prove it from here, that we need the yadiyahs and to answer the question that we asked. Because I wouldn't be able to prove anything without nasi. If I never had written in nasi, I would have needed it. I needed it for nasi. I couldn't learn this hekesh. Why? Mishum de ikre mivach. Asla le pircha. What be the pircha? Ma li yachid ve tzibur shechein eina suyin de ishtanot. When it comes to a yachid and a tzibur, the korban always stays the same korban. Remember, with regards to a nasi, remember when he was a yachid, he had to bring one type of korban. I became a Nasi, now he brings a male korban. Remember that? It changes. Look at Rashi here. Rashi says it's not a pirch. Okay, it says, Tomar benasi. Shasun ishtanot. The Nasi is a different korban. It wouldn't. Amar Abai mehachav. Abai says, nonetheless, we still know the answer. Right? To why we can't bring it, we can't be true from a chatat. From the Tosfot side of the Gemara, Nasi Yeshasu Yishtanot, Nasi Yeshasu Yishtanot, the I Avar Minasiyato Keshar Yachid Have, right? That would change the Nasi. So Rashi gave it the other way around. Asked if he was a Yachid and became a Nasi. Rashi, if he was a Nasi and he was Avar Minasiyuto and he became a Yachid, so he'd bring a different korban. El Amar Abai Mehacha. What's the makor? Michtei Mitzvot Yalfe Mehadadei. Then we don't exer a Shava. We don't exer a Shava on Mitzvot. We already said it there the other day. And we said, De Yalfe Mihadade, look at Rashi, Mitzvah Yalfe Mihadade, Yachid Venasi Vetzibur, Te Bechulu Kativ Mitzvot. That says Mitzvah in all of them. The Yalfe Kulu Behach Zer Shava, Mihadade Masechet Orayot. We learned this, Davar, Shechavin Az Dono Karet, Bechavin Az Gato Chatat. We had a few days ago. Anybody remember where it was? I think it was on an Amud Bet somewhere. I think it was on Kaf Bet, Amud Bet. We had. Yeah, go to Kaf Bet, Amud Bet. Kaf Bet, Amud Bet, in the very beginning of the Amud, where the Gemara started there. So we're like, even if it's a chayav al safek, me ilot Hashem talu di Rebbe Akiva, chachamim potrim, what's the machlo? Rebbe Akiva says, Elyon mitachton. Remember we had Elyon mitachton, we learned the bottom psukim from the top psukim, with the top from the bottom psukim. Then we said over there, "V'lo mishkach elahacha hanu tamid rabbanan de patrei wildes de gemirei mitzvot michatat." Maran davar shechavin alaz duno karet v'ashkech tochatat. Af kol davar shechavin alaz duno karet v'asfeko chatat. V'ashkech toh Hashem talu afuke meila dain chavin alaz duno karet. That was it. That there we had basically the shavu there of mitzvot. That's where we learned the idea of Hashem talui. From there, Rashi says this is the makor. We got mitzvot. ויפה כולו בהך כזר ושווה, לדבר שחבין אז דוקר וחבין עליו שקרדו חטאת, right? הילכך להם מילטה נמי ללפו מהדדה. It says, therefore, the same din, just like we got the כזר ושווה there, of האשם תלוי, we learn the same הלוכה והיה, that if there was ידיע, they got to bring the קורבן חטאת. Right? We have to come and yavin, למה אני דיך כתב שלוש ידיעות, גם ביחיד וגם בנס וגם בציבור, so now it's not a bayah. If we've got this כזר ושווה, so why do we need to have a three yediot with regard to Nasi, Tzibur, and Yachid? We never needed it because we've got the Gzera Shavia. So therefore it isn't the Inyan Gufa. We don't need it. The yediot written three times to teach us one to the other because we've already got Gzera Shavia that they're all the same. Da Gamret and Mitzvot. Tenehu Inyan Dike de Mityane la Batri Yom Kippurimu de Maite Chatat. That's why. Same person who come to the same answer, right? But they're not through the Gzera Shavas. I mean, not through the Hekeshim of Limud. We could have learned them all. We could have learned them all from the other. Because even if we had Yachid, Nasi, and Tzibur, we'd have a Pircha. So basically, we had to have them all written. But really, we never had to because we had a Gzera Shava. So we could have learned the Tzibur without them written in each place. teach us about the chatat. Rabbi says, Rabbi says, but wait, maybe it's different. Maybe there's still a question of it. What's the question? Ki mityare le bata yom kippurim, who the mighty chatat? He says, wait a second, maybe when did you say that you're going to be a korban chatat on a vada yodidia if you only knew about it after Yom Kippur? That's why Yom Kippur didn't help you. Had you known about it before Yom Kippur that you're going to bring a chatat, already you knew for certain, and then Yom Kippur came in the middle, you dipatur. What we said you're going to be a korban nonetheless is you only found out for certain after Yom Kippur. But Hashem talui dal hadain chat kaati ay machinami de michpar dechim idyad lebata de kamati Hashem talui lo mighty chatat. He says if you brought your korban, if you're known about this before Yom Kippur, right, and you brought your Hashem talui, and then you hadn't yet brought your chatat, you wouldn't have to bring it to be patur. Question clear? With me? So Amarava, Rava says no. Amakra or Hoda Elav become a korban. Whenever he knew about it, makes no difference. Hoda Elav is the yedia. He's got to bring a korban chatat. Doesn't matter when he knew about it before or after. So it's like a hashtag. Amar kimitad day by tichatat. He says, now another question. If you tell me now, when a guy knows for sure that he did that avera, so first he brings Hashem Talui of the Safek, then he knows about it, he brings the korban chatat. So Hashem Talui lamaba. What's the Hashem Talui doing there? If any is going to bring the korban chatat, what was the Hashem Talui about? I understand you tell me I bring an Hashem Talui, and now you patra a chatat. You're telling me now that you're going to bring a chatat still. So what was the Hashem Talui for? Amar Rav Zeira, she mate below avon. He says, why? He says, God forbid, he might die between the time that he knew for certain. At least he's got a bit of and then he would have died, right, with sin. The Hashem Talui gave him immediate sort of kapara. Was a matter of Avraham says no. My but my wife says ba mita memareket, but the mita itself does it for you, right? So the mita itself, there's kapara in mita. So what I need to have the Hashem Talui, I'm going to die. Ela, the question says you're right. He accepts the answer. Rav's challenge. Amar Rav gives his own answer. What's it for? La gen alav min ayisuri. We learned this the other day. The real reason is because a person who sinned is wandering around, he's he's exposed to Isurim, right? There's Mezikim that are free to attack this guy. Now, Hashem Talui comes to protect him until he knows for certain if he sinned or if he didn't sin. Okay. Now the Gemara carries on. Chatata off Abal Asava. This was a case of a woman, right, who brought a chatata off that came in a Safek. It's a Mishnah on Kafei Amud Aleph. Chatat, where was it? Yeah, the second wide lines of Kaf Hamud Aleph. Haisha Shiesha Lea Chatata of Safek. Woman's got a chatata, she's not sure if it was a proper birth or not. Vavar Lea Yom Kippurim, Chayevet Lavi Lacha Yom Kippurim. She has to still bring it off the Yom Kippur, Bibnei Shi Machsheret Ocho Bezvachim. Okay, and the Gemara says, "Chadov about a safek, imesh nimleka noda, harozikabe if after melika she gets proper, so there was a safek. Now she knows they bury it. We bury the korban." Now the Gemara says like this: "Chatata of about a safek, Amarav." Now Rav, out of the blue, Rav says v'chipra, and she brought the safek, and he says v'chipra, and she got kapara. The Gemara now is not sure what Rav's answer is referring to. Because if Rav is telling us that she did kapara pekapara, right, then we saw at the end of the Mishnah that if she, at the end of the Mishnah said, dechata of abala safek, if mishe nimleka noda, if after the kohen done melika to the bird, right, killed the bird with the shechter with his fingernail, right, and now she finds out for sure, so this chatata off on the safek cut off gets buried. So the Gemara is like this. I don't say Rav says v'chipra, she got kapara. She says ihachi. That's the case. Amati kaber. Right? Why do we bury this bird? It's good kapara. Why do we bury it? Because why don't we keep it as a chatat and let the kohen eat from it? She says no. So the Gemara gives an answer. Nefisha eina mishtameret. because it wasn't looked after properly. Right? Look at Rashi over here. Right, Rashi's got this Rashi, and it's funny that if you look at the Mesorah Shas on the Rashi, there's a bet there. He said Shayach Matnil got Shayach to the Mishnah, but I think it's not Shayach to the Mishnah. There might have been Rashi might have had a different girsa, because it says yeah, it says Chatat of Habara Safek. Rashi's version might actually have brought the next halacha in the Mishnah, which we're actually discussing, the Of Shenim Leka. Says why Shani Mishnah look at Rashi Kevin Dala Safek Bak since it came in a Safek. And originally it wasn't meant to be eaten. Lo shamru yafe. It wasn't looked after nas v'amidash. V'nifsela be'esech hadat the shemen nitmeit. It says therefore the kohen never knew this was going to be converted into a proper korban chatat. So they never used it properly. They never really kept it. So it wasn't looked after nicely. But v'rat shemishdaberet. So the kohen said, "Well, I'm not lo mishdaberet. It wasn't looked after properly." Imi kara chaya havia. Ilavasof, the kamintala. If it was brought as an animal, it was looked after, right? What do you mean it wasn't looked after properly, right? The Rashi, the Shita Mekubetzit there says levasof ha kamintala kohen. The kohen looked after it. The kohen, something's wrong here. It doesn't make sense that if she got kapara from this chatat, that we bury the chatat, it was looked after, it became tamei hese chatat. It says the message you're right. Elamat nitin. What we're speaking about over here is Benodela de lo yalda. When we said there that she got yadia, what yadia did she get? It wasn't that she got yadia that she was a yoledet and she's chayving a korban. She got yadia that she wasn't a yoledet and she was actually patur from a korban. Right? And the Gemara says, Ubedinhu hamuteret de muteret bana'a. And really, this korban now is not a korban; it's chulin, because she brought a korban as a safek. If she would have been a yoledet, it would have been kochim, because we would have said it's a proper chatat. But now we got information that there wasn't a yoledet, so therefore there isn't really any korban. Right? So now look at Rashi there. He who the muteret ba'ana the chulin gemurini. It's proper chulin. So now, why do we say, wait a second, but it's chulin that was brought into the azara? We know that chulin that was brought to the azara is a problem in itself, right? And there was melika done to it. So here comes an amazing halacha. This is a big chidush. I can't believe we've never come across all the kochim gemaras we do. We haven't seen this. Look at this Rashi here. Maybe we have, and just I don't remember. But it says like this. So Rashi says, we can't say that the reason why they're burying it because it was chulin in the azara. The law asher Torah, look at this. The Torah is only osers chulin ba azara el shchita. Ava melika lo. Melika is not asher. Now, I mean, you can't eat the melika, right? Because melika is only kosher shchita for korban. But it's no isher of hanah here. Right, Ava Rabbanan Gazru de Asru Bana, Rabbanan to Yasru Bana. Why? Shema Yomru Nehenin Michatata of Safek. Because people might not have known what's going on over here, and they see you getting Hana. Hana, were you feeding it to your dog? Were you burning it for fire? You're setting it or do something with it. To a goy, you're getting some Hana from a Chatat Safek. Something in this course. Okay, so Umatika Bemid Rabbanan. But really, this was a Hoda'a here on a Lo Yalda, and they were swimming a Korban, but Chamim were worried. Bechi itmar the Rav, and what was that there when Rav said Vechipra? So what was Rav talking about? Now we understand what there's a bit of a mixed up going on there. It goes like Vechi itmar the Rav, ala isha sheheviya chatat of besafek. Rav was speaking about this case over here, right? Look at Rashi, he says Vechi itmar the Rav, aha itmar the time of perik dam shchita ha isha sheheviya vala kai Rav. That's speaking about a woman over there who brought a korban. It's a Gemara irat. V'amar imish shenim lekan odala kach sheyal devada. We're speaking there about the case that from the time she got melika, she knew that she was chayiv. Not in our case, we're speaking about now where she wasn't. Maze umotze kemishpat chatov. She carries on like a normal chatatov. Kliyti v'hizah midam chatat al kiri amizbeach v'anishah midam yivatze. She does it all. Right, Hazah shochet berosh. Rashi says, "What's Hazah? He holds with the bird. We know he squeezed the blood down the mizbech, etc."
Rashi Rav speaking about a case of Isha Shev Viachatar al Pesafe. Imachno Nimlika, if she hasn't yet done the Malika, and Nodala Sheyalda Vadai, and now she knows the Vadai, Tase Vadai, turn this Safek into a Vadai. How come Sheme Min? Sheme Via, Alohoda, they are the same Min, same birds, so convert them into the Imi She Nimlika Nodala Sheyalda. If they've already done the Malika, and then they discover that she actually had to bring a proper Chatat, Amarav, Maze Dama, Umotze Dama Vechipra. Right, the muteret bachila. That's what I was speaking about. And then he said bechipra. So you can basically, your chatat safek can become a chatat vadai. Rav Yochanan says no. Amar asur bachila. So Rav says in a case like a mutar bachila, and Rav Yochanan says no, even in a case like that, where he was known, turned out that it was a vadai, it's asur bachila. Why? Gzeira sheva yomru chatat of chabara safek nechelet. Because Rav Yochanan says, even there's a gzeira. Because in the first place it was brought as a chatat safek. It became a chatat vadai. People won't know. They think it was a chatat safek that you were eating and that you shouldn't eat. And therefore, even there, you don't eat it. It was like a tan like a vata derav. And the Shittim HaKubetzit, the Inchet says, V'tanya kevata Rav Yochanan. We've got a brightness of the sports Rav, and a brightness of the sports Rav Yochanan. And then he says, Tanya kevata derav. And now we first read the brighter of Rav. What's the brighter? Chatat of Haba'ala safek. The chatat of which you brought without knowing, right? Bala safek, imish nimleka nodala, sheyalde vadai, maze dama umotze dama vechipra. Umutere bachile. Exactly like Rav said. If she suddenly discovers while she's in the process, so she carries on as if it's a fully fledged korban chatat. And Tanya kevata Rabbi Yochanan, we're going to brighten this watch Rabbi Yochanan. It says what? Chatat of bala safek, if you brought a korban chatat off in the first place as a safek, im achlo nimleka, you hadn't yet done malika, nodala, shelo yalda. That she never gave birth, takes the chulin, goes to chulin. Or timake the chavert, or she can just send it to a friend. However, im ad shelo nimleka nodala sheyalda vadai. But Jenna Malikia now she discovers that she was a vadai and she was meant to bring a vadai. So tase vadai, turn this suffix into a vadai. Why? She means she revia lo hoda, mevia lo hoda, same mean. And im, that was up until Malika. Now comes on Rabbi Yochanan and says what? Imi she nimleka noda sheyalda. But when the Malika was done, when they thought it was a safek, right? Mishnimeka yoda sheyalda. So now look at the Shittim HaKubetzit there, Yud Bet. It says, Imishnimeka yoda sheyalda, maze umatze dama. She does the blood works like a korban vadai, v'chipra, and she does kapara, v'asura ba'achila. Right? Afilu ba'achila, and v'asura ba'achila. This is basically the way that he explains it. Then mitzah dama v'chankach noda sheyalda. And so now, says sheyalda mazi umatzah dama v'chipa v'asur b'achila. Then the second stage is mitzah dama v'chankach noda sheyalda. Then asur b'hana'a. Now asur b'hana'a. Why? She'al yi asafek ba'a mitchilata kapara sveika v'halchala. Why does he say that it's asur from hana'a? Because originally you brought it as a kapara for safek. And that has been done. That kapara on the safek element is done, v'achal, and the korban has now been used up after the malika stage, and therefore you can't get hana from whatsoever. So there's a brighter, I've lost you, can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. He says the kapara works on the safek, it's a done deal, halchala, it's gone, we can't now convert this into a chatat vada, and therefore ashram malach. So even though it's a little bit different to what we explained to Rabbi Yochanan in the Gemara, the brightest still says down the day, said, isn't that, you can't get hana'a from it, even though it's slightly different reason. Okay, let's just quickly do the Mishnah, and we'll carry on, we'll do the Gemara tomorrow. Let's just quickly do the Mishnah here, and we'll do the Gemara tomorrow. Mishnah starts off like this, right? If you look at the Shittim HaKubetzit for Yudgis, a mafrish shtei selaim, a person sets aside two selaim, two coins. Now a seller will seize four zuz, okay? Liknot mem asham shifcha charufa. Okay, so this is what's missing here from the Mishnah. To buy a shifcha, an asham of a shifcha charufa, shehaya chayav. He was chayav to bring a shifcha charufa asham, b'shtei slime. The din is there have to be at least two slime, v'lakach b'ashnei elim l'asham u'mokila. Okay, we'll see that now, right? So now what happens is, he brought v'lakach b'ashnei, now we carry in our Mishnah. So this Mishnah brings the reason why. He had to bring them for a shifcha charufa. He had a reason to bring an asham. And in the end, lakach ben shnei elim l'asham. So he set aside money to buy the asham, two slaim. And then he went and he bought two elim, right? But he bought two animals. He managed to pick up a good deal. Nonetheless, also for an asham. He still wanted to bring an asham. So the Mishnah said, if one of them was at least good shtei shleim, now what happened was, when he brought them, they weren't worth it. He got them for a good deal, got to eat for one seller. Now, a little bit of time has passed. The market's improved. Or maybe they've grown up a little bit fatter, I don't know what. And now one of them is suddenly worth shnei shleim. And he was meant to bring an asham for a shifra charufa. We had to be worth at least two shleim. So he says, yikarev l'ashamo. He brings the one as his asham, because now it's a good asham, because it's worth two shleim. V'hasheni yira'e ad sheyistaev. The second one he puts out to pasture to get some mum. And then v'yimacher v'yiplu dava v'dava. And he takes the money and he buys in a dava to the Benamikdash. That's the first halacha. That's the easiest one. But what's interesting here is he set aside originally two asham to buy one asham, two shlaim. He managed to buy two korbanot. The one is now worth at least two shlaim. He can bring it as an asham. And the second one, because it has got money of kochim, which he set aside to buy a korban, he must use it to bring in a davar to the amida. The second case is a little bit more complicated. Lakach ben shnei elim nechulin. He took the money that he had set aside, same idea, set aside two slaim to buy an asham. And in the end, he used that money, he forgot, or I don't know what the story was, he suddenly had a lapse of memory, and he ended up buying two animals, but now not for two ashamot like in the previous case, lechulin. He was bringing them purely for chulin. Right, look at Rashi there. Lahen b'shnei elim lechulin, la'achila, for chila. And now he was over on Me'ilah. That's what Rashi says. Because he took kochim money, he set aside for an asham. This money now went out to chulin. Now this person has got a din of chiyuv Me'ilah. Look at Rashi here. He's got to bring an asham. Okay, let's ignore the asham. Asham in a second. We'll see in a second. Right? He's got to bring an asham. Let's just think what he has to do. He's now chayuv Me'ilah. For two slaim, he's got to bring an asham me'ilot, for being over me'ilah, and he also has to repay the keren to the Beit HaMikdash, right, which is two slaim, plus a chomesh, plus 25%. Now, a seller is four zuz, so two slaim is eight zuz. So two slaim is eight zuz, so he's got to bring a keren of eight zuz, plus 25% of eight zuz, which is two zuz. So 10 zuz. Basically, he's got to bring a keren plus a chomesh, which is the value of 10 zuz, which is really 2.5 slaim, right? If a seller is 4 and 4 is 8, and half of a seller is 2 is 10. Now, let's see what happens to these two animals that he bought, these elim. It turns out that echad yafe shnei slaim, one of them is now worth 2 slaim, they've gone up in price, and echad yafe asra zuz, and one even went up more, it's worth 2.5 slaim. Right, so how does he deal with it? Because he's got to bring now an asham me'ilot, and he's got to bring a keren and a chomesh on his original money that he, so to speak, stole from Beit HaMikdash. Says like this: Echad yafe shazuz, hayafe shnei slaim yikarev l'ashamo. So the one which is worth two slaim, he brings for his original asham. Right, so now. I'll be honest with you, what's confusing me over here is this guy has to bring two ashamot ready. He's got to bring his original asham for the Isha Charufa, the Shifcha Charufa, which we saw the Shittim Mekubetz added in. He's also now going to bring an asham for being over on Me'ilah, and he's going to bring the Keren and the Chomesh to the Beit HaMikdash. Right? So I'm not sure now. I would have thought this place is going to bring two ashamot plus a Keren and a Chomesh. But it seems on the Mishnah that he only brings the one keren, his original asham with the chomesh, and an asham of a me'ilah. So look over here. So the one he brings, which is two slaim, as his asham, and the asheni lemeilato. The second animal, which is now worth 10 zuz, he brings lemeilato. So now let's understand what is this me'ilato. Me'ilato could mean the asham me'ilah. Or me'ilato here also could mean the keren plus the chomesh. They had to bring. Now, while I see, we'll see that Gemara is going to spend a lot of time on that. The next case, look at the next case. Echad la'asham, if he took the money that he set aside, these two slaim, and he bought one for an asham, for the egle, for the shifcha charufa, his original asham, so there's no me'ilah here. ואחד לחולין, and one he took לחולין. אם היה של אשם יפה שתי סלעים. Now, the one that he had brought, he bought the original animal, which was worth two slaim, became worth two slaim. He's very lucky, he came to Asham all. Then he brings his original Asham, no problem. Vahashaini, the second animal he brought to Chulin, right, goes to Me'ila. Vayavi ima sela v'chomesha. Now he brings with that extra korban Me'ila, he's got to bring a sela and a chomesh, which is the keren plus a quarter of money for having been ma'o. Because here there was only Me'ila on one sela, right? Because the one said he actually brought his asham. That asham carries on. Now it's worth two slimes, so he can bring it. On the second asham, the second animal that he brought, right, that he brings for his me'ilato. Now again, you see the word here, me'ilato, is being used again. The second korban is always called the me'ilato. But it's two different things. Me'ila in the one place is the korban me'ila. And in the other korban, it's the keren plus the chomesh is called the me'ila. That's the we'll discuss that. And there brings us in. Now let's just take one more minute and we're going to finish off here. Let's do the Rashi here of the Mishnah quickly. So I go back to the Rashi now on the Tosfot side. Lakach ben shnei elim lechudin, lachila, umar b'mar v'yash lechudin, v'yash alav l'shalem asham shel asher azuz, lekeren plus chomesh. He's got to bring one korban now of a sela and a chomesh, which is a sela here, meaning it said it to be four zuz, right? So a sela and a chomesh, the asham of asara zuz, right? And the keren and chomesh, that's the 10 zuz, is the keren plus the chomesh, because the keren is to be two slaim, he said it was meant to bring. So two slaim plus the chomesh is 10. Shel asham rishon, the asham b'shtei slaim l'asham me'ilot. See, in the second set asham, they have two slaim, what asham, imaya, echad men yafe shtei slaim, v'echad mehem asara zuz, like in our case, hayafe shtei slaim, Rashi says, yikarev l'asham me'ilot, the two slaim one, goes to the asham me'ilot, v'asheini hayafe asara zuz, and the one with 10 zuz, yikarev l'me'ilato. And Rashi says, v'farash v'gemor, yikarev b'shvil asham rishon, for the first asham, right, niftar mikarin v'chomesh, v'ashta karin l'me'ilato gzeilo. See, Rashi says, yeah, the gzeilo now, what he stole, is called the me'ila. In the second case of echad asham echad lechulin, right, z'ashta ma'al b'seli, he only did me'ila on one seder, because the first one he brought a korban with. Now the korban that he bought with one set is worth two slaim. Yikareb l'ashamo harishon. He brings it for his original asham for the shifcha charufa. Shrei lishmo nilkach. It was bought for that purpose. Umimah shifcha shlo. Money is set aside for it. Vasheini and the second korban shu chulin, which he brought with chulin the meil, he brings for his meila l'asham meilato for the asham. Vashta kari la'ayil ha'asham shel asham meilto. It says here that now the second asham is called asham me'ilot, not the keren and the chomesh, because v'yavi ima asela v'chomesh, which is the keren shema albo v'yipurin l'dav v'asharei v'motar asham harishon hu. Okay, so we'll see tomorrow. We'll go into a little more detail. Just got a quick one question. One quick summary of the Mishnah. Basically, the Mishnah in the first ratio of the Mishnah of the when the one asham is called me'iltot and the other one is also called me'iltot, but the one is the asham me'ilot. And why the Karen and the Chomesh? We'll see tomorrow what's going on. Okay, I'll see you in the morning. Please, God, 7 o'clock.